Joining me now on the show is Anna Moeller. She is a Democratic state representative from Elgin. She's been there since March of 2014. And, Representative, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I have to say, I think we're at a very interesting moment in politics these days, and an interesting moment culturally as well for women. And I remember my first year covering Springfield, and you know I'm an old man, okay? My first year covering Springfield was 1982. And it was one of the most interesting times in Springfield. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing nationally, as far as Springfield, was the deadline for the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment.
Right.
Which Illinois did not ratify.
Right.
And to see the cultural, and part of it is the what took so long kind of issue, where we're seeing this reascension of women's rights. Obviously, there's the hashtag MeToo factor that comes into play. But you're sponsoring legislation to create an Illinois council on women and girls that would be a formal kind of council to inform and make recommendations to state government.
Right.
It's like, what took so long?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head, and it's interesting that we are still fighting for and debating about issues that we thought had been settled a long time ago in terms of women's rights and equality. And that's a great example, the fact that we still haven't ratified the Equal Rights Amendment here
in Illinois. We're still talking about that.
We're one of the few states in the northern part of the country that hasn't ratified that amendment. And we're still working at it. There is a bill out there to do that, but we're still struggling to get the votes to ratify it. And I think it is telling. It's telling in Illinois, it's telling in our country that we are still grappling with a lot of these issues. And I think they've come more to the forefront since the presidential election. I think that revealed to many the progress that still needs to be made for women in all spheres of whether it's employment or health care or sexual harassment policy. I think it kind of the tenor of the campaign and some of the steps that President Trump took after he was elected in rolling back many of the protections that had been put into place by President Obama to address the lack of progress that women have made in the workplace and in health care was very concerning and disturbing, quite frankly, to women across the country and certainly here in Illinois. And so there has been an effort to refocus attention on policy that affects women and girls and to make a more concerted effort to address the inequities that are still out there. The fact that, only less than 10% of the CEOs of the Fortune 500 are women. The fact that we still see, although women are more than half of the population, are, at most 30% in the legislature and in other public organizations. The fact that women still make 20% less than men on average. The fact that we're still dealing with sexual harassment and threats to access to reproductive health care. So this council is being proposed to look at those issues and to ensure that Illinois, when we are drafting and passing policy that affects women and girls, that we are cognizant of those issues and ensuring that there are protections put into place.
So how would this council work? I mean, how would it actually, what would it actually do?
Sure. And as a point of reference, there actually was a council. There was a commission on the status of women
in
Illinois. The Illinois
Commission on Status of Women, sure.
Yeah, that was created actually under Governor Edgar in the mid-90s, and Governor Blagojevich abolished it in the early 2000s. And that commission did good work when we were looking at welfare reform, ensuring that mothers were protected or had some protections under the new TANF rules that were created and promulgated here in Illinois, looking at health care and domestic violence protections for women. So there was good work that was done through that commission. This council is envisioned to be somewhat similar, although this would be created through the legislature and therefore not vulnerable to
subject to the whims of a chief
of a governor
executive.
Exactly, and it would be there would be 21 members. They would be appointed by the governor and the legislature, and would represent different areas in our in the community. So education, health care, law, different areas that affect women, social services, and they would provide, they would meet on a quarterly basis, provide semi-annual reports, and collect data that pertains to women and girls in the state, and propose legislation to address issues that are or problems that women and girls might be facing in the state, and then also providing some type of programming so that we are educating the communities around the state about the status of women and girls and the issues that they face. And conducting some leadership development for young women in particular, so that they can take control over, you know, the future of their lives and how the state responds to women and girls in the future. So it has many, you know, different areas of focus, but primarily legislative and programmatic.
We're speaking with Democratic State Representative Anna Mohler from Elgin. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin, 8:21 Central Daylight Time. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. Joining me here in the studio this morning is State Representative Anna Mohler, a Democrat from Elgin. We're talking about the her legislation to create a council on women and girls. And obviously, one of the major issues in Springfield is the whole issue of sexual harassment issues, particularly involving the Democratic caucus and the Democratic political operation under House Speaker Michael Madigan.
Right.
He has formed a three-member panel, Sherry Bustos, Congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Carol Ammons, right, state rep from Urbana, and Susana Mendoza, mm-hmm, the comptroller, and they're supposed to meet and propose. In fact, I saw they're even looking like for an executive director of this, mm-hmm, and they're saying it's going to be completely independent of the speaker. But yet, as I in talking about this, and I talked to someone from public radio down in Springfield about this whole issue, is not just politics, it's larger than politics,
right,
and and I think that's where it's causing a great deal of consternation and questions about Speaker Madigan.
Sure. I mean, I think it's larger than one individual, quite frankly. I think this is a cultural issue, especially in the state capitol. That, you know, this is, it's been long understood, and, you know, as a woman functioning down there, that this is kind of a pervasive cultural problem in our capital, and quite frankly, in a lot of different workplaces and sectors around the country, as we've seen with the Me Too movement. And it's serious, and it's something that needs to be addressed. And, you know, as a our caucus, we have a caucus within the Democratic House organization of women. We've taken this issue very seriously, the allegations that have come out recently with workers and campaign staff to find ways to address that and protect women who are working in those environments. And we've met with those who have made, you know, claims and complaints about sexual harassment in the past, and we're proposing policies and processes to protect women in the future so that, you know, women should feel comfortable working on campaigns, working in state government. We need their voices, and they shouldn't feel intimidated or fearful about working in those positions. And we're taking this very seriously. And from what I've seen from the speaker and his staff, is they're taking it seriously too. We've met several times in caucus to talk about this issue. He's been upfront with the complaints that have been made, both on the campaign side and in the legislative state side. And he's shown me that he's serious about addressing the issue.
I mean, this seems like, in politics as well as other industries, just this kind of old boy mentality.
Right.
And this is kind of, is part of, I think, the more mm-hmm. progressive part of the element of the Democratic Party is, but it's catching some people flat-footed.
Right. Well, I mean, I think this is, you know, this is unfortunately prevalent in every caucus and, you know, every, as we've seen again, just culturally and throughout society, it's prevalent in the corporate world, in, you know, in politics. And it's something that needs to be taken very seriously. And we need to have women in positions of authority and positions of power. That's important. We need women to...
Not just for the role model aspect,
Exactly, for the setting standards and setting, you know, processes in place that protect women. Women's economic empowerment is important so that women don't feel trapped in situations where they may be subject to abuse, that they can leave situations and be able to, you know, be economically independent. I think that's important as well. And that's why we're looking at, you know, this council. That's why we're looking at legislation that empowers women beyond addressing the issue of sexual harassment, which is important, but looking holistically at the status of women and how they're protected and empowered in Illinois.
One other issue that you're dealing with and have been dealing with is the issue of closing the gender wage gap.
Right.
And I understand your legislation has advanced recently.
It has. We passed it, as you know, last year out of the House and Senate, but unfortunately Governor Rauner vetoed it. We were able to override his veto in the House, but not in the Senate, and so we're bringing it back again this year. And we were able to pass it again out of the House with substantial bipartisan majorities, and so now it's on to the Senate. And
well, do you think that this renewed emphasis on women's rights might be something that will put this into
law? I think so. I think now is the time. I think, again, we're having a moment right now, and I hope it doesn't remain just a moment, and then we, you know, similar to what we've experienced, 30 years ago, where we have an era of women empowerment, and then it kind of fades away, and we're back again, you know, fighting for the same things. I think this time feels a little bit different. I think women are finally asserting themselves, you know, in a way that it's we're going to make substantive changes in society and in our culture. But certainly, you know, ensuring that women are paid a fair, you know, for equal, paid fairly and equal pay for equal work is a fundamental aspect of that. And I think because of what we're going through right now, with the attention on this issue, that it has a good chance of being successful.
Democratic State Representative Anna Moeller from Elgin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.